Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
If there's anything the past 2 years have taught us, it's that people don't always get along and they certainly don't always agree on everything. Now, while we can't help you with your Facebook debates, we can help with resolving many types of agriculture and environmental related issues at no cost. Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation has been helping Oklahomans resolve conflicts since 1987, and we're here to help you. And the best thing is we can do it without having to go to court. So if you have a conflict that might need some mediation, get more information at ok.gov/mediation.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call, 405-286-7703.
And today's live cattle futures market was up $1.17 in June at 133.57. Yesterday we had from 140 to 144 cash trade up in the north, so about a $10 discount to where we traded in Nebraska yesterday on the June live cattle. August, the next month out, we're today, we're up 55 points at 135.65. The October's up 55 at 141.97. Feeder cattle generally weaker here today. The May's down 77 at 158.15. The August down a $1.85 here at 170. September feeders $1.77 higher, lower rather, at 173.17. And then May lean hogs down 15 at 190.92. The June's down 72 at 100.85. July's down a $1.42 at 101.55. We got a cattle on feed report next week. I've seen some early indications that placements will be lower this time, of 96% to 97%. It's kind of the ballpark. So maybe this month will be the month that we get the lower placements. We've thought that the last 2 months and neither happened. So we'll see. On feed, just over 101, and then marketing somewhere around 98%. Midday box beef was slightly slower. Choice at 255.02, down about 22 cents. So no real big news today in the cattle market. Just higher feed prices driving the feeders lower and the live cattle higher.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
With the high cost of fertilizer, water, and other inputs, there's never been a better time for the groundbreaking iGrowth ImmaFlex sorghum production system. Herbicide-tolerant iGrowth grain and forage hybrids from Alta Seeds, paired with the weed-fighting power of ImmaFlex herbicide from UPL, can help you improve your crop production efficiency and make the very most of your sorghum acres. Visit sorghumpotential.com/start today to lock in your seed. Always read and follow label directions.
Now, the grain futures market was higher across the board. July Kansas City wheat up 26.5. It may settle just over 12 bucks. Official settlement's not out yet, but looks like 1201-ish, so that's a great sign. Maybe we'll go back to the previous highs around 1255. Today's high was 1207, so hopefully we'll keep pressing on. Of course, the drought and crop conditions are still favorable for higher prices, and then what's going on over there in Europe and so on. Kind of painting a picture there. The soybean market was anywhere from 12 to 21 higher, November 15 and 3/4 higher at 1470.5, and then corn rocking right along here, July up 13.25 at 788.5, December up 16.25 at 735.25. The cotton futures today were up as well, December up 55 at 124.72. Tomorrow we've got a USDA report, it's a WASDE, supply and demand, a regular monthly report. Not expecting any major changes in corn and bean production, but both of them are estimated right there at record highs in terms of yield. The difference in production will probably come down to how many acres of each get planted. And right now it's looking like less corn, more beans, more wheat. But we'll see. It's tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. These reports are typically pretty exciting. Currently, the Dow Jones is down about 150. Crude oil's up just over $5.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9005. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.